This is For the Air on WFNU Frogtown Radio. Don't forget to tune in every time we air on Tuesdays and Fridays at 4 p.m. You can also stream our shows on WFNU.org. Enjoy.
Yeah, family, community, respect, education. Family, community, respect, education. For the air.
What's up, everybody? My name is Mickey Breeze. I am an HSRA and DMI program graduate. I am a DJ, music producer, and artist in the Twin Cities.
Hey, everyone. My name is TL Raines, and I'm also a HSRA and DMI graduate. I am an audio engineer, a live sound engineer, music producer, and a photographer also in the Twin Cities.
So today, we're going to be talking about a few of the skills that we've learned through HSRA and the DMI program, what it's like to be an artist in today's current environment, and a little bit about beat monetization. But before we get into that discussion, we actually would like to present a piece from TL Raines. Would you like to elaborate on what that piece is?
Yes, this piece was actually created at HSRA with the Experience Jazz program. This track is called Love Myself. Enjoy.
That was a track by TL Raines titled Love Myself. Ms. TL, could you please give us a background as to how you made that song? What creative inputs did you have?
I was an intern at HSRA through their Experience Jazz program, where I taught children music production and audio engineering. We were in the studio working on a couple of tracks, and our program leader, Scott Harold, showed us a song called Lucifer by Nanika. I thought the song was really dope, so I decided to sample it. I grabbed a couple of students who are very skilled on the trumpet and piano, and we created something pretty amazing.
That's absolutely awesome. it's amazing to see what you can create through, you know, internship programs and being able to work for the school, teaching students and stuff. But how did you actually learn what you know from the HSRA or DMI program?
Well, initially I came to HSRA and wanted to learn how to make beats. But as time progressed, the staff taught me so much more. I came with no knowledge and left with audio engineering, live sound engineering, and beat making skills. I've already had a lot of photography experience, but they definitely taught me a lot more details about it that I found useful. With the DMI program, I've learned a lot of advanced background pieces in audiovisual technology and have actually received a certification in Pro Tools after completing our year-long courses. So what about you, Mickey Breeze? What did you learn during your time at HSRA in the DMI program?
Well, a little bit of backstory on me. I've actually been producing since I was about 8 years old. I've been DJing since I was 10. And I came into HSRA with a decent amount of experience, both career-wise and production-wise.
Nice.
But what HSRA taught me more about was the ability of how to balance a career of performing arts and get my education at the same time.
So you learned mostly about like business and music and stuff like that?
A lot of that. Most of what my career was at a young age was actually playing shows for other schools, doing birthday parties, but mostly managing my own self-image. What business and music taught me was how to promote myself, monetize anything that I might put out music-wise, come up with contracts and clauses in order to deal with other people, whether it be out-of-state shows, a venue that might just want to have me for a slot, or something like licensing my music into, you know, pictures, radio, advertisements, and so on and so forth. DMI was a real eye-opener for me as a program because I knew a lot about music production and studio engineering and everything. But like you said, a lot more of the background components of audio and visual and stage setup and things like that were things that I wasn't exactly aware on until I participated in the DMI program.
That's pretty cool. Let's talk about what it's like to be an artist in the current environment. But before we get into that, let's actually listen to a piece that you made titled Too Much Time. Would you like to talk about that really quick?
Sure. A little bit of backstory on the track was a friend of mine, Nick Rock, or Nick of Time, showed me a sample called Lena Magic by a group called 3D Friends. The title actually came from one of their main lyrics, Did I Waste Too Much Time? Did You Make Up Your Mind? But I had resampled a little bit of the melody or the pads that they had in the beginning. Initially, it had vocals in it, but I dropped them out for the sake of radio play. And I think the instrumental is actually pretty good since I, you know, remade the pads myself, played out the chords, and brought a little bit of myself into it. But I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. Thank you.
was a song titled Too Much Time by Mickey Breeze. To give a little bit of explanation to this next segment, as we know, the pandemic over the past 2 years has affected many industries, such as businesses, education, and entertainment. But what I would like to know is, how have you maintained as an artist throughout the changes in recent times?
Well, to be completely honest, it's been a bit of a difficult process trying to, I guess, navigate the industry and all of its new regulations. With the fact that I am mostly a performing artist, you know, relying on being in clubs and venues in front of people, it was really, really difficult for me to transition to more background services like music production and licensing my own things to other shows and commercials and stuff that might have been coming up. And not being able to interact with a crowd kind of hurt my morale a lot, as well as the morale of a lot of other DJs and performing artists throughout the world, I would say. But a little bit more on how I actually maintained as an artist was being able to look at my studio, look at the technology I had, and figure out how to modify my services toward the needs at the time. I've dealt with a lot of education organizations that have taken whole conferences and moved them to an online environment where they still might require music. So, you know, from getting myself a GoPro to figuring out how to wire sound through, you know, digital streaming software, and upgrading my internet services to not be as laggy toward other platforms that I might use, or things that are based more around, you know, my production capabilities, such as, you know, licensing my music out to different shows or parts of entertainment, or, you know, dealing with other artists and producing for them, getting my music auditioned and listened to for Spotify playlists, and basically a lot of things that more depended on, I guess, me as an artist and a producer rather than having to depend on a venue to find a place to actually play.
And I know there was an issue with live streaming and copyrighted music. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that was actually a pretty big headache for the DJ community and a lot of live gaming communities as well. Because, you know, a DJ's job is to play copyrighted music for people who know the songs, for people who enjoy the songs, et cetera, et cetera. But with not being able to be in a venue that had the rights to that music, or pretty much just being in a public space where playing that type of stuff is okay, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, a lot of those, you know, sites and streaming platforms crack down on either demonetizing or just straight up cutting any feeds that would use any copyrighted music. So a lot of the things that I had to do were more private events when it came to DJing on Zoom and things like that. But, you know, it was mostly studio work that kept me afloat during the pandemic.
Well, thank you for talking about your experiences. Next up, we have a PSA by artist and HSRA student Isis.
This is Isis, a student at High School for Recording Arts, with a public service announcement coming at you. HSRA is dedicated to providing all young people a chance to realize their full potential despite any previous setbacks. As we engage students through music and exploration and operation of the music business, we demonstrate the core learning areas and real-world 21st century skills can be acquired at the same time. More than just earning a high school diploma, HSRA prepares students for a positive post-secondary education in life. HSRA would love to hear from you. For student registration, corporate partnerships, financial support, employment, tours of the school, and more, please visit hsra.org.
We got determination. Oh, you just wait, son. We got determination.
Now, this next track that we're about to listen to is titled Money, produced by me. This was a live performance that I sampled by Chloe and Haley, so I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
I've got money. Thank you.
So that amazing piece of production by T.L. Raines was actually called Money, which gives us a wonderful segue into our next subject, beat monetization. For those of you that don't know, beat and music monetization is when you actually post your piece, your audio, your artwork online for Spotify, YouTube, any well-known streaming service or distributor. And the more people listen to it and or buy it, the more money the artist makes or the producer makes in return. So with that being said, I know that there are a couple of technicalities as to who gets paid for what when a song actually comes out. I know, TL, that you are a lot more experienced in studio engineering and mixing and mastering, but there is a certain aspect of getting paid called royalties. Could you fill us in a little bit more on how that would work in terms of you getting paid when it comes to releasing a song that you may have worked on?
Well, since I am an audio engineer, I don't exactly get paid with royalties. I am something that's referred to as a work for hire. And what that means is that I get paid for the services I provide when it comes to mixing or recording the song, not exactly for the creative input. But I know you have experience when it comes to actually monetizing your beats since you produce, record, and release your own music. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Sure. So basically a little bit of how it works. I know I said earlier, it's more about when you release a song, either yourself independently or through a label. Once that song is on a streaming platform such as YouTube, Spotify, Pandora, etc., those listens or those views of people listening to your song or buying your albums are converted into money for you and for the team of people who were involved in creating it. Through royalties, those who produce the songs are paid a certain percentage, those who wrote lyrics are paid a certain percentage, and those who either produce or played instruments on the song are paid a certain percentage based off of how many views or listens that you get or sales of that song or album once it's actually out. But to get into our next presentation, actually a song by me titled We Go Back. I actually plan to put this song out, hopefully monetize it. I'd like to record lyrics to it and eventually throw it up on all platforms. So once I do, I'll be making some announcements pretty soon. Please keep an eye out and an ear out, and hopefully I'll be able to continue the wonderful, wonderful process of beat monetization myself. Thank you. Thank you.
Yo, what's up? This is Tia Raines representing High School for Recording Arts, Studio 4 in St. Paul, Minnesota. I am a graduate of HSRA Studio 4 and its advanced audio engineering programs. If you're struggling to make it in a traditional high school setting, then HSRA Studio 4 can be your next move. HSRA is dedicated to providing all young people a chance to realize their full potential, despite any previous setbacks. Enrollment is free. To learn more, visit hsra.org.
Well, thank you all so much for rocking with us this past half hour. This has been Mickey Breeze and T.L. Raines, currently signing off for 94.1 WFNU Frogtown Radio. Right about now, we're going to roll off with a collaboration between me and T.L. Raines actually called Moments. A long, 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 long time ago, we actually produced in software called Logic. And this was our first attempt at collaborating, making, I guess, a softer, more melodic remix track that we actually dedicated to each other. So I hope you enjoy this. Thank you from me, Mickey Breeze, and my wonderful co-host, Ms. T.L. Raines. And please take a moment to tune in every Tuesday and Friday at 4 p.m. for more For the Air.
This is For the Air on WFNU Frogtown Radio. Don't forget to tune in every time we air on Tuesdays and Fridays at 4 p.m. You can also stream our shows on WFNU.org. Enjoy.
Yeah, family, community, respect, education. Family, community, respect, education. For the Air.